So, yeah, we know from John 4:24, God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But usually when scripture is talking about God with no reference to the Trinity, it's usually the Father, you know, so that would be, yeah, the Father is spirit of essence. The Son was spirit in essence before he became a man. Now he's eternally a man. He has a body forever. The resurrected Jesus, physical body, ascends to heaven, will return in that physical body. So forever he will be physical, but he, prior to that, was a spirit. Angels are called, you know, spirits of life. The Holy Spirit is the unique one in that he is this third person of the Trinity who is spoken of in personal pronouns, he, not it, but he. And he's the one that is hardest to understand of the Trinity. And honestly, it's like, I don't even know. I know what he does. He brings glory to the Son. He brings glory to the Father. The Son brings glory to the Father. I don't think there's any passage that says the Son brings glory to the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? And there's no passage that says the Father, well, no, there is indirectly maybe the Father, but there's no passage at least that says the Father brings glory to the Spirit. In a sense, he says he glorifies his Son. So there would be that.